Okay, we're going to be doing a second audio here. Wow, it's January 27th still, 2015. The time is 12:17 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier New York State, where I live and reside. And that is a start as I move into the garage here. So I'm doing my monthly check of the portable generator that I have. Let me get my gloves here. That I said I was going to do in an earlier audio that I did this morning after I got done shoveling the driveway. I'm back outside again here on this somewhat cloudy, overcast sky, but some blue is sneaking through. And I did take the kitchen trash out, and the missus isn't back yet, so I did do that. So I'm checking off all the things I need to do on my day off here. But my portable generator that you can hear in the background, I do a monthly start, and I gotta start my stopwatch on that, and I usually have it run for about 30 minutes once a month to make sure it's functional. And you can see from the audio art, it's a Troy-built 5,500 watt generator that it got the bulk of its use during the last flood here back in 2011. I'm getting my gloves on, so if it's a little, besides the background noise on the generator being run up, I'm putting my gloves on because it's still between 20 and 25 degrees Celsius, so it's still like in the negatives, or 20 to 25 degrees Fahrenheit, I should say, which puts it still in the negative Celsius there on the conversion. But I do a monthly check, or monthly run-up, or try to at least, on the generator, and that the generator's primarily use, portable generator that is, now that I have my solar panels that I talked about them earlier, that you can see in the audio art, they're still sitting there. I had to just adjust them about 15 degrees towards the house there for the movement of the sun. That the solar battery, or the battery that is charged by the solar batteries for the house lights, I can usually run about 5 or 6 house lights off of that. And the generator, primary purpose during the winter time would be to keep our heater going if the power went out, because I have an oil burning furnace that I have an extra plug in that I could plug this generator in. Right now there's an extension cord plugged off of the, I gotta see if that light is on, plugged off of the generator that is for an overhead light that is, oh, it's not on yet. I gotta turn the button on. Hang on. There we go. Turn the power's on. There's an extension cord running to a fluorescent overhead light that I plugged the extension cord into, and that's powering it right now. So it's at least doing something with the power that it's generating. Sort of an overflow. I didn't have the generator transfer switch on for the panel that the extension cord's plugged into. So it's important to have power. It became evidently so many years back, before I got the generator, when there was a major power outage in the Northeast here in the United States, and it was shortly after that I ended up buying the generator. And we had two major floods that I've talked about in previous audios, and it was the second of the two floods that really impacted the village I live in, because power was out, and here comes the missus. She's just pulling up, coming home for lunch. But the story goes, we bought the generator after that major power outage. Never used it for the first flood. The second flood, it was a godsend, and luckily enough, we did have gasoline to power it. And it got me thinking, what happens if I didn't have any gasoline? What am I going to do for lights? Thus, the idea sprung into my head during that flood of 2011. How we doing? Oh, Mrs. is coming in. Max is coming out to greet her. He's going to come out and do his doggy thing. and get back in because of the cold. But the rest of the story on that for the solar panels is, what would I do for power on just the basic lights and not for... So solar became very important. I've got, like I said, I got three panel. It's a Harbor Freight 45 watt system that it gives me peace of mind knowing that, I'm going to let Max back in here, peace of mind knowing that I do have power for regular lights to see in the house here, where I don't have to go fumbling for flashlights and the like. And the generator is just an added plus, big plus, to know that I'm able to power my furnace in the wintertime. I guess the 5-gallon tank, it goes for about, I guess, a 10-hour, 12-hour stretch, depending on the load. And we always have, an extra 10-gallon, another tank load. Well, enough for two more tanks. So I have enough power running the generator, or actually gasoline running the generator, for at least a good 24 hours with the two gas tanks I have in the garage there. So, and we're already at 5 minutes, and I'm almost done with this audio. So I'm having fun today just tinkering around the house here with various things dealing with electrical power, alternate electrical power, and it's important to keep them up to snuff, thus the running of the engine, because if you let an engine run or not run for a long period of time, it's not going to do what it's intended to do. So you all have a good one, stay warm, and the sun is still shining. Again, we have sort of an overcast sky, and thank God the wind's not blowing, because it would be really, really bad. So y'all take care, live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace. As I take my hand, my mitten off, my glove, because the glove cannot work on this iPad mini. So ciao for now.